Listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
as a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Randall. And today I am going to start the topic of words, actions, and reactions. So we'll be looking at words, actions, and reactions in this month's exhortation, encouragement. And the greatest example that we have of what our words and our actions and our reactions should look like was Jesus. Jesus demonstrated truth through his words, actions, and reactions. And he lived a life where he lined up. He didn't say one thing and did something else. Everything that he did in terms of his physical actions, in terms of his words and how he reacted or responded to people, was always consistent with what he believed and what he taught. And the fact that we have the ability to live our lives through him, because when he died on the cross, we died. And when he arose, we arose with him and we ascended with him into the heavenly places. And all of this is found in the scriptures, along with a whole bunch of other stuff. But we know that Jesus is the exact representation of the God that we believe in. He said, when you see me, you see the Father. And the fact that we've been taught that we have to accept Christ, when really it's the reverse. He has accepted us. He has drawn himself to us in the midst of all of our mess. He came. He came that we might have life. And not just any old life, abundant life. So family, you all have the Spirit of God living on the inside of you. Jesus has performed it, and he has finished it. This is his finished work. The life that you now live, you live through him. And that is how truth can liberate us, how truth can put us into the flow of freedom and into the flow of an abundant life. But today I'm just going to talk about words, because words are very important. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, it says, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So, and this life and death, a lot of times when we read the scriptures, because a lot of teachings focused on us, the individual, we only think about ourselves when we read life and death and the power of the tongue. So we want to affirm life for ourselves. But what we need to understand that these words that have the power to bring life or death, it's not just for ourselves, but it's also for others as well. So when we speak negative things or things in anger or in hatred toward other people, we're basically killing them. This is the wisdom of God. We only think of killing people in terms of a physical death, but we are killing people with our words. We can either kill them with our words, or we can bring life to them with our words. What would you rather do? Would you rather bring death through your words to others, or would you like to bring life? James, in James chapter 3, starting in verse 11, a question is asked. And that question is, can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same opening? So you can't speak life and death at the same time. It's not possible. So we're either putting forth a fresh water that will nourish people. It will fulfill a thirst. But they can't drink salt water, okay? They cannot. And that's the reality for the spirit and the natural realm. We have to drink fresh water. We can't go out to the ocean and start drinking water and think it's going to have a great impact on us. And also, it says, out of the abundance, which this, now see, this is really key. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So now we're looking at, okay, what's in your heart? If you're able to say the things that you say, not just about yourself, but the things that you say about people, what's in your heart? Okay, I'm going to actually read the verse, Matthew 12, and it starts in verse 33. And it starts out talking about a tree being known by its fruit. Okay, so here we go. Verse 33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. Verse 34 says, because he's talking to the religious people of the day. Verse 34, he says, you brood of vipers, vipers. How can you speak good when you are evil? You can't get fresh water and salt water out of the same opening or out of the same spout or from the same fountain. Goes on to say, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good. And the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. And we know what treasure represents, those things that we think or feel are most important to us. For some people, the most important thing is to live a good life of wealth and pleasures and, you know, just the things of this world that would fulfill the lust of their flesh. And for some people, they treasure this. They treasure that lifestyle. They treasure that lifestyle, and so much so that they're able to enjoy this excess. And at the same time, know, not guess or I'm not sure, but they know that there are people who are suffering from lack. But that's not important to them. That's not part of their treasure, because their treasure is evil. Verse 36 says, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. See, if you're not thinking about what you're saying, this verse is not saying, oh, I can't joke around, I can't laugh, I can't. No. These careless words, the things that you say about yourself and the things that you speak about others. Is it dangerous? The things that you say about others? Is it misleading and deceptive, the things that you say to others? The lies that you tell? That's the carelessness, because you freely deceive and lie and say things And yet you think that there is no consequence. But verse 37 says, "For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." So I'm going to stop with words today. When I come back next week, I'm going to talk about actions. And then my last topic that I'm going to be looking at is reactions. So I want to thank you for joining or listening today. And this is my prayer, that you will not become entangled in this poisonous environment, there are things that are being said and done that are detrimental to others. My prayer is that you can clearly see what they are, that you can clearly see if there's anything in your life that is supporting those types of words. Is there something in your heart? And the good news is that he who began a good work in you will faithfully complete it. But the foundation of that is understanding that Jesus came because he loved you. He died, and he took you with him in his death and in his burial, in his resurrection and in his ascension. Now you can begin to believe that this is how God feels about you. This is how God sees you. That he's not going to leave you or forsake you. Even if you made your bed in hell, he is there. There's nowhere you can go that he's not. So begin to focus on the Lord and allow him, open yourself up to allow him to do what only he does. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. So that part of you that has been participating in things of the world that could be detrimental to yourself and detrimental to others, that he can be overridden or overpowered, I should say, by he that lives on the inside of you. And trust in that power that's working inside of you. Labor to enter into that rest in the finished work of Christ Jesus. Well, I'm going to stop right there, and I thank you for listening. I just send out a spirit of love over all the listeners and all those who don't even listen. But it is important for us to give life into our environment, and we can do that. One of the ways we can do that is through the words that we speak. We can speak life into our environment. We can speak life. Amen. All right. Until next week,
God bless.